Well, many congratulations. Great start to the week. That was a flying round.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a fast class. I got to see some of the early horses go. I saw Francois Matty go, and so I knew how fast I had to go. She's naturally a fast horse anyway, and she helped me out a little bit down the last line. It took a bit of a risk, but it paid off.
Well, also, you get, but obviously, when you've seen Tijuana Schumacher, who new name to people here at the Horse of the Year show, go as fast, did you still think you had it in you to beat him?
To be honest, I didn't actually see him go because it was warming up, but I got an idea about how fast he went because he was a second and a half faster than Francois, so I had an idea.
So what will be the plan going forward for you this week in terms of jumping? Which horses, including this one?
I've got three horses here. I've got Zira, she's going to jump probably maybe the ranking class tomorrow, the accumulator, and then the 145 on Sunday. And the plan is to jump Balzac in the big class tonight and maybe a small class tomorrow and then the Grand Prix Sunday.
And just reflecting on the year for Irish show jumping, it has been fantastic. Obviously, Gothenburg. How much have you gained, sort of the whole team gained from what happened there?
Yeah, I think definitely it was a big boost to Irish show jumping, winning the gold medal. You know, it was very well deserved. All the boys did brilliant there. And it obviously gives everybody a lift, and it gives us an aim to try and break into the team now as well. And, you know, I've been on a few Nations Cups this year, and it's been a great experience under Rodrigo. He's been brilliant with some advice for us. And, yeah, no, I'm delighted. And,
well, you mentioned there Rodrigo Pessoa. What's been the biggest single influence he may have even had with you? We know he's a big rider, capable of the big rides, but and on the big occasions. What have you learned from him?
I've actually learned quite a lot. I got a little bit of help off him at most of the shows, and you know, he says he keeps it very simple, but it's very effective. You know, he's a very knowledgeable person when it comes to horses, and he understands horses very quickly, so he can give you a little bit of advice. And it makes a big difference. Sometimes it makes a big difference to you and your horse. So
for you, what's the sort of plan after here, through the winter?
I'm going to head down to Oliva in a couple of weeks' time with some younger horses. I'm going to take Zira, who just won that class. She's going to jump some Grand Prix down there. And then we'll probably take it a little bit easy. I'm actually trying to buy a place at the moment, so hopefully if we can get that done, we'll be busy with that during the winter.
Based in Britain, where you are at the moment, still staying in Britain?
Yeah, in Britain, yeah. It's only 10 minutes from where I am at the moment, but hopefully we can get something done soon.
Feels like a home show, this one, doesn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
Well done, great start to the week.
Cheers. Thank you.